Hang on. Are you ready?
Gary, we know you have to make one change today because of George McLennan's suspension and the appeal not succeeding. So yep. What's the change?
Well, Asa comes in for a start, for his first start, which is good because he's, you know, deserved his place. But obviously we're very disappointed with the decision about Jules, because after we'd looked at it, you know, these committees have these play on words where you're actually guilty even though you might be innocent. They work it like that, and in this country normally it goes the other way, but if you've got to prove, they've got to prove your guilt. But anyway, so where are we? Asa comes in and that's it, and it just means that the two fullbacks will stay on the same sides as they ended. Dickie on the right and Bart's on the left.
You're quite happy with that? They did okay on Saturday?
Well, exactly. I mean, we can't moan about anything, can we? You know, we just got to make sure that everybody's up for it again. They certainly went beyond the call of duty, which is what we're looking for. The supporters went beyond the call of duty, which was great. And today is a big game for both teams, because, you know, both teams are looking to get promoted. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's no sort of half measures. And they've started well, we've started well. I think there's only a couple of points between us. So I think if we win, we can go above them. So that's always a good thing. And we're at home, so hopefully it'll be a good atmosphere and we can get a result.
Big day for Asa Hall coming in for his first start in a year.
Yeah, it is. It's a very big day. And I'm sure, you know, he's been dreaming about this moment for a little while, because he's a good footballer. He loves playing football. He's been a little bit sort of frustrated with his injury, because it was so long. I'm listening to the results here. Sorry, I'll watch it in a minute. He's been around our team now for a little while, right from the start, and I've been bringing him on, so he knows I've got every faith and confidence in him.
As you say, big game, TV cameras, that adds just that little bit more spice.
Yeah, it does. And I'm pleased with that, because although Wrexham played as well, we on Saturday, you know, we both had games. So we'll see. You know, they've done a little bit of travelling. We played with 10 men, so it sort of evens it up a little bit. And the best team's got to win, and we've got to make sure that's us on the day. They're a good football team. Of course they are. They've been trying to get out of this league for a little while, and they're the proof that it's not easy to get out of this league.
I can imagine. After Saturday, the confidence and the belief in the dressing room amongst the squad must be sky high.
Well, yeah, it is after a performance like that. 2 days later, you've got to do the same again. And that's the beauty of football. You've got to produce your best for 46 games. Then at the end of it, you hope that other teams haven't produced better than you along the way. So it's early days yet to get too excited, but it's nice to be unbeaten. But we've got to pick up points, and we've got to get in those playoff places as quickly as possible, because none of them teams seem like they're losing two on the trot. They're not even losing one on the trot, if you can have one on the trot. But anyway, this is, you know, we've had a couple of wins, and so it'd be nice just to carry it on with another one.
Great, thanks, Gary.
No problem. Thanks.
Cheers, Gary.
No problem.
Cheers, Gary. And you've gone on the bench as well, I see.
Yeah, I've gone on the bench.